Simin Pei Dalet Pei Vov and Pei Zayin Beis Hashem Merchatz Chodosh Machaber says in Pei Dalet Merchatz Chodosh Shalei Rochatz Avoyim Mutter Lepiz Boi Uviyashon Bebeis Achitz Shkolin Misham Levushim Mutter Mutter Shkitzasen Misham Levushim Kitzas Arumim Yisham Sheila Shalom Olay Kriya Shalom Vetfilo Mutter Lahar Shalom Vetfilo Hing Mishakulam Ayin Misham Arumim Afilo Sheila Shalom Aser. So a Beis Merchatz is different in Beis Achitzay in a number of different things, but one specifically in that since it's not as mos as a basic kisei, therefore with hazmana ba'almo, it doesn't answer it in kriya, and it's motor in kriyashma with hazmana ba'almo. So if they built a pashtas lachar, even if they built it, if they built a beis amerchas, a mikvah, and you're going through there and then you want to handle the halachis, not a problem, not only that, you let a lay in kriyashma and tefillah. Once it's already a beis amerchas yashon, then there's three different places depending on what it is. And I think the modern day mikvah, obviously there's certain mikvahs that everything is in one room. Let's say you go to Meron, there's this little room with a mikvah and it has everything together. But the standard men's mikvah, generally there's three different places. One is the outside where everybody walk in, the lobby, which is like the Beis Achitzin, which everybody's Ayim Dimshom Levushim, even though their cases, their Beis Achitzin was that they started getting dressed inside and then they finished getting dressed outside. For all intents and purposes, anybody that's outside is dressed to the point that it's not a problem to say Dvarim Shebe Kedusha Kenegda. In the middle, that's like what we call the changing room. That is people getting dressed and undressed. Miktas Arum and Miktas Levushim. That's Halacha, that it's Mutter Lahar B'Divrei Torah, Mutter Sheila Shalim. So the question that we had asked on the questions that we'll discuss this afternoon, Be'ez Hashem, is it's after Corona for a year and I haven't seen my friend and I walk into the mikvah and I see him there. Can I give him a Shalom Aleichem? Yes, you could give him a Shalom Aleichem. You would be allowed to say Shalom Aleichem better. That's in a base Panimi. That's a base Hamtonim, sorry. In the base Panimi, then even the Shem Shalom is also. And lachur the mashmois is that it's even also lahar b'divrei Torah. The only time that the Ramah says it's mutlahar b'divrei Torah is dafka on the base. And so, for the pnimi where kulam sh'ayim dimsham arumim, that's problematic. Now, what's the reason why a base merchas is aser? And this will explain this halacha. Rabbeinu Menoyach in Hilchos Kriyashma, the Kesef Mishnah brings down in Hilchos Kriyashma Gimel, he brings down Rabbeinu Menoyach who asks that lachur, if the reason is that if a merchat is also likrez by because the anashim are only shamarumim, so how do the women make a bracha in the mikvah? So he says that no, the real reason is because of zuam of havla, and since the mikvahs are cold, I guess it's mikvahs, therefore it's not so much zuam of havla, certainly no hevel, and therefore it's not a problem to make a bracha. Kesef Mishnah is chaylik, and he says no, we don't put a mezuzah on it. My story is that it does have a din of a beis akisei. That's what the Magen Avraham starts handling, whether or not you put a mikvah, a mezuzah on, and why you would or why you would not. Now, it seems that there's two reasons why a Beis HaMerchatz could be problematic. One, because Ein Misham Arumim. Two, because there's Hevel and Zuamo. The truth is, we already saw in Simin Pehei, that B'negei Tehir, Afilu Lahara B'divrei Torah, also Beis HaKiz Beis HaMerchatz. That's what Machaber said, and Mishav Brura said, what's the reason why? Beis HaMerchatz Ki Nafesh Zuamo V'Seicha Yomos. The reason is because Nafesh Zuama and it's Mos. There's two different Nekudas over here. There's Dvarim Shekedusha like Tzoyah, Beis HaKisei, and then there's Dvarim Shebe'erva that you have to handle. Two different Nekudas. And what's a Nafkamino? One basic Nafkamino is Hira Mutter. By Makom Tinoifes, Hira is Aser. By Erva, Hira is Mutter. And Mamela, if the issue is an issue of Zuama, then in Echanami, Hira is going to be Aser. And Mamela, in the Bayis HaPnimi, Ken Zayin, where it's not specifically just because everybody's in the Shamar room, but everybody's in the Shamar room because that's where they're showering and that's where they're going to the mikvah and that's where they're heating all the water and that's where the Zuhama is. The Memela, even here, is going to be Aser. As opposed to in a Baita Emtoi, where there's no Zuhama and Havla, people are just changing, even if people are unclothed, it's not a problem of here because there is no Zuhama of Havla. The only answer is maybe it's Kenegat Erva. Kenegat Erva, there's no problem of here. How does this play out? Halacha l'maisa plays out for one in the standard mikvah. You're allowed to be maharav the return. Where, what, when? L'chura, I would think. Let's start with maybe in our house, and then we'll make it to the mikvah. In the house, the a person's standard shower. L'chura, it is ayin b'shama rumim. Even if you want to knock off you want to say that there's a curtain that separates the bathtub from the rest of the bathroom. And even if you're in the bathroom as din b'sakise, you separated it, so you don't have din b'sakise. The question is, how do we don on the shower? Can you think in learning in the shower? So we mentioned this in the past. L'chura, if it's not, even though he is omer, and even though he's touching mukaymas that are mechusais, none of those are a problem for her. The only question is there zuam of a havla? L'chura, very hard to say that there's zuam of a havla, even though you're using hot water, depending on how hot it is, maybe. But the standard case is that it's going to be nafish zuam of a havla v'mos. L'chura, that's not so common. Where would that be yes common? The truth is not that common bizmanenu. I'll explain why in a second. But if there is, I would think that it is in the shower room in a mikvah. If you have a shower room that has 10 showers, 15 showers, 20 showers, and they're all going at the same time, there's a lot of hot water there, and there's a lot of dirt going around, there's a lot of who knows what. In the Hanami, that might be nafesh havla v'zuama, even if you want to define it as zuama, I don't know. People shower more often nowadays, there's not as much zuama going on maybe. But certainly nafesh havla, and yesh l'ayin, whether or not a person is allowed to be mahar in that room. Now, when it comes to the mikvah, the actual room that has the mikvah, then there, there's no zuam of havla b'chlal. It's the people that, especially in the mikvah that I go to, and many mikvahs are like this, whether people do or people don't, there's a big sign up that says, Isur mukhlat likanes lemikvah b'li litrachetz kodeh. That you're not allowed to go into the mikvah unless you don't shower beforehand. That being the case, most people are spanking clean before they walk in, unless you just go in for a second, go into the shower, and then they take a real shower afterwards. But most people are clean for the most part, even though the water after 200, 300 people is starting to look a little bit different color. But it's never going to get to the Mayim Tzruchim of the Simen Peivov that the Mishnah Berurah describes. There they will leave the water for months on end. Here they switch it a few times a week. The standard mikvah, at least men's mikvah. In the actual mikvah room, the chura, the only problem that's going to be is going to be a problem if there's no havla coming in from the shower room, and the only problem that's going to be is the problem of arumim. It's also brought down from Aviyashiv. They bring down Shmeres HaTaira. So the Maramokim in Tirshu, there he's marich a little bit in Shmeres HaTaira or Scarf when he gets to this, the whole Indian. And he says, Aviyashiv says that the only time really that you have a problem, the person, we're not talking about our mikvahs. They were talking about mikvahs. How did they heat up mikvahs in those days? You heated up water on a fire. So there's a fire going on, there was steam coming up from the fire, they dumped the hot water into the mikvah, there's havlo, there's a lot of things going on. Nowadays they have a heater inside of the mikvah, they stay in the mikvah, even though they have one which is room temperature, and one which is warm, and one which is very warm, to put it mildly. But it's never maila hevel, it's never maila restichot. It never gets that hot, that it's, the whole difference is a few degrees between the hot one and the very hot one. But that's all the difference that it makes. But it's nowhere near 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius. And Mamela, there's no boiling water there, there's no havla, there's no real havla. Even though, like we said, in the shower room, there's also no havla. They're not boiling any water there. But there's so much going on, there's so many showers and so much, and that altogether, a little bit of zeya, a little bit times 10, times 20, is one thing. As opposed to in the mikvah room or in a standard shower room l'chara in a person's house, there's not that much havel going on, and l'chara should be mutter b'her. And this is really in a gap to making a bracha in a mikvah. How is a woman allowed to make a bracha in the mikvah? So the Taz says, v'shas atchak, you could. You have to make sure, first of all, that she's not looking at any eruv. V'shas atchak, they mutter dafka b'rechaz atzvila. And this comes up to the shayla that we cleared. Many people, they just want to, whether they allow you, they don't allow you, for sure. If they don't allow you, for sure you don't want to. If there's no sign up, a lot of people, they just go into the mikvah, and they take, they have a cleat to be tzayvul, so they just stick it into the mikvah as well. Is there any problem doing that? If you want to make a bracha. So if you're not making a bracha, fine. But if you are making a bracha, then there's a shayla. How do you make a bracha? L'chur, you're in a mikvah. How do you make a bracha? So first of all, if you see anybody, that's a problem. If you don't see anybody, then the mokim is a mokim which is miyuchud to have people arim. That's the machlekes Mishnah Berurah brings down, whether or not it's a problem or not. If you're in the mikveh itself, then lachar, that's much better. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. And the reason is because when you're in the mikveh, it's a different rishos, and everybody's mechusah. In that rishos, everybody's mechusah with mine. And therefore, it's not, the derech is not to be aimed in the shemar room. The derech is to be aimed in the shemar mechusim. and therefore it's l'chara not a problem. So to bring it in and then make the bracha, you should cover your hair, you cover your head before you make the bracha. L'chara, you'd be allowed to. You're being aimed at one place, but your head is not in the other rishus. Your head could see to the other rishus, but where are you? Your rishus is fine. So as long as you're not looking to the other rishus and you're in a rishus which is not aimed in shama room, the problem is the rishus itself. Even if you're not looking, if that's where people are in the shama room, it's a problem. But once you put yourself into another rishus, gam you could see out to another rishus, it's not a problem so long as you're not looking out. How do you cover your head with a yarmulke? I've seen many people go into the mikvah with the yarmulke and just take it off right before and then put it down and go down. Dunk. Not a problem. With a towel, with a crock, with whatever it is that you want to cover your head with. L'chara, but you're not supposed to be mask Yashem Shamayim without a head covering. Now, just totally Maimar Musgar, if you're going to be table something in the mikvah, make sure that's not glass. Make sure that's not glass. For Hoyu Maisim, I remember, this is going back 28 years, that I went away for a summer to a certain camp, and we stayed in a girls' high school building that they weren't there for the summer, and the high school got a shipment of dishes during the summer, and they needed people to be terrible them. So a few guys got into the bathing suits, went to the mikvah, and there was, I don't know, 50, 100, 200 came in that they had to be terrible. We had like a fire brigade, people in, people out. And then they had this one massive glass serving dish. And person let go of it just for a second in the mikvah, which you might not have to do, l'chara. As long as your hands are wet beforehand, then you're okay. But he let go of it for a second. He thought it was a second. It wasn't a second. It was forever he let go of it. And it was smashed to smithereens, many, many smithereens on the bottom of the mikvah, and it was a woman's mikvah. So they have to, by that time of night, they have to have it cleaned out and therefore, it's a teva kamash malan. It's not for no reason that they say not to be teva. Bringing in knives into a mikveh is also not the best idea. And therefore, but else, that's a bracha. You're the only one there, and it's not a problem with a room. In lechur, if you're in the mikveh itself, lechur should be okay as long as you cover your head. What's the story with a swimming pool? Lechur swimming pool doesn't have any of these things. Swimming pool, it doesn't get that hot. Swimming pool doesn't have people are rooming there. Swimming pool, even though they're not covered totally, but any problem, any part of the body which is problematic is covered. Melechor is no problem as long as you make your bracha with your yarmulke on. Lechor, enjoy eating the pool. No. If you're planning Dami Shmei Nesrei. The chatchila to cover over your if you're in your bathing suits. Yeah, the chatchila one should be covered up. Yes, absolutely. He was talking about Kriyashma over there, but the chatchila one should be covered if you could. It's not ma'akif. I presume that you're wearing a gondashim from the shower. Yeah. That's simin pei dal. Simin pei vav. Ma'im tzuruchu ma'im mishra shashirin ben pishtan ikanbo tzarech lach min kohim min atzaya. This din of mayim tzuruchim means that even though be'etzim in and of itself it's not tzoya, but it gets a din of tzoya because it's masriach from the fact that it stayed there for so long. There must be things that went bad, and like the Mishmur says, mikvoyish mayim tzuruchim mayim zakayim. Then you need archoko ketzoya b'inun. Where does this apply bizmanin? So you should give a practical application. Somebody's sink in their kitchen gets stuffed up. So very often the water that's sitting there really starts to smell. That will be problematic, and you have to be marking him kimoyim min atzoya. And once they clean it up already, you clean it out. Even if the smell still stays, that is then reich rasha ein leker. Then you can spray something. You can be marking just as much as you smell till you don't smell it anymore, and that's fine. An interesting halacha I saw brought down from Rav Shlomo Zalman that he said that a person should not daven keneged negel vaser water. The water that he used in the morning for davening, he should not daven keneged it. And the truth is that it's a shari tshuva in Simin Dalet that brings down a Birkei Yosef that says that. He says that a person should not daven keneged. This is charedim l'dvar Hashem. Or makbir not to daven keneged nitil sedayim. However, the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. Mishnah Berurah does not bring down this thing. And Bechlal, it sounds like from the Lashon HaShari Tshuva, for some reason I can't find it offhand, from the reason the HaShari Tshuva, oh, here it is. Kosev Bebirka Yosef, Sheminig HaCharedim El Dvar Hashem. So if you're a Charedi, Charedim El Dvar Hashem, Sheloi Likris Lavarach Negan Amayim, Shinot Lomem Shachris. Echein HaYernoig HaGoyin Moifis Ador, Ruchayim Abulafia. Final of Rachel. Sounds like that it's only, it's a chumrah, it's not me'ikar adin, and therefore, l'chayra, it's not me'ikar adin. There's an Indian, it's a nice Indian, if it's easy, you might as well do it. However, Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa doesn't bring it down. Actually, just this past week, I just opened up to the front of the Eitz V'Hadar Mishnah Berurah, and he brings down over here something interesting. He says, Ma loy nichlal b'Mishnah Berurah. What's not included in the Mishnah Berurah? One of the things that he says, K'moikin, Nimna Rabbeinu Milahavi Mishnah Berurah, Chumray She'enu Mi'ikar Adin Umili Di Chasiduso. Ki Mi'oilam Lai Chofetz Lahamis Al Zulasi Chasidus Yitzayru Menhogum Kedoshim, Ki Mu'at Mo'i Lo'yaniach Avdavar Kotam Mishum Menhoga Tevim Milakayim. That to bring down from the Kitzer told us in Chalat Chaim, that Mar Abba Lahirba Lahavi Mili Di Chasiduso B'chibur. Here it says, in parentheses, V'somach Alaber Heitz V'shari Tshuva Shemim V'divarim Kam Mili Di Chasiduso B'gin Nigla V'nista. A lot of things that are brought down, Taka, in the Shari Tshuva and the Berahitev that the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down, somebody that wants to, terrific, the Maisa, it's not Mi'ikar Adin, and therefore, he did not bring it down. Now the last halach over here, in Peivav, Mishnah Berurah quotes a Prima Golem that says, to be Mevarch in a Martef Yayin is Kasar Prima Golem. Martef Yayin Sheish Reach Ra Me'upash V'Kotzbei. Something is going bad. Something is fermenting. Also, the Kris Kriyat Shema. Buadim Kol Kiyay Gavna. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Veramba, Perek Dan, Revel Tzvilo, Mashma de Mutter, Vrak Adele Chachoma, Yuzarim Beis, Bezeh Beis HaTzvila Ein Shem. Ulu Pela Shal Yehira Bazeh. So Pela, how could the Prima Gadim say such a thing? That's what I understood. Maybe I understood wrong. How could the Prima Gadim say such a thing? The Chorot from the Rambam, it's Mashma not that way. Now the Kasha is not on the Prima Gadim, the Chorot. The Kasha is on the Rambam. Anything which is Mu'upash, anything which is fermenting, and b'nei adam, the derech is to be mitzdar from it, then it's a problem. So what is the Rambam saying that only chacham are makban on that? If it's only that people are b'nei adam are mitzdar from it, then what's crowned in the Rambam? If b'nei adam are not mitzdar from it, then what's crowned in the Prima Golem? What's going on over here? It's l'chor tzeklar adin. Anything which is going bad, the Mishnah Berurah already said. What's the fellish layer? It depends. So the truth is, in Siman Reish Chav Zayin, they bring down in the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharet Zion that he says that Gevensach, it depends on how bad the smell is. And if the smell is very bad, then in Chum is going to be also going to everybody. That's the heart the Prima Golem is talking about. Masha Ein Kein, if the smell is not so terrible,
thank you.
If the smell is not so terrible, then it's not going to be a problem. And that's the prayer what the Rambam said, that even though Me'ikar Adin, it's Mutter, nevertheless, the Chacham were Machmer. Hinei Berambam. Perek Da'at Allah HaTes. Bai Shish Bar Murayis. Shish Gam Kein Reach Ra. He says, Afilu Hakim Yidina Mutter. The Rambam says, Mutter just Chacham were. Efter Da Hakim Shum Diyash Reach Ra Yoyser God of Alki Nechser Zekam Vayis Mutu Nachwis. Depends on the amount of smell that there is. Ubahachi Nuchal Yash Vahid Simen Peivav. He quotes our Simen. And he says, Afidus, I can answer the question we asked in Peivav. Shevet Yisham B'Shem Eli Rabba, the Martef Reis Hayayin Gam Kein Ein Ladav Hashem Divri Tero, U'Bechinam Hitzakti Shom Olav, Ein Shom. It says, Bechinam that I was Chorlik on him, because L'Chor, we have to be Mechalik, and say, depends, if it's a big smell, bad smell, the Derech B'nei Adam is to be Mitzar, then Yerich Hanam is also, the Derech B'nei Adam is not Mitzar, it's not a problem. Final Simen for the Zman, Be'ezer Hashem, Simen Pei Zayin, Kam Atzorech L'Archik B'Shas Kriyash Mamani Graf Sharei, Mechaber says, Graf Sharei, Velvet Shomei Raglaim, Shal Cheresei Shal Eit, Tzarek Laarach Mihem Kamei Mitzayel. Feel it in my mind. Al Min Shemal Teches, Veishal Zuchuchesei Shal Cheres, Mitzupe, Mutter, Mei Mechutzim Yofe. Comes along, the Mechaber and his Mechalek, who's ready to tell the Rishenim that they're Mechalek like this, between what type of material the Graf Sharei is made out of. It's made out of something which is Boilea. For example, Cheresei Eit, it's problematic, even if it's spanking clean, doesn't make a difference. However, if it's something which is something which is not Borlea, then it's not a problem. Once again, only if it's clean. If it's dirty, then it's going to be a problem. I'll have to say that's there. What is the story with plastic? What's the story with plastic? That's for some reason not mentioned by the Mechaber. Because they didn't have it. What's the halacha with regard to plastic? So, it seems that the Peskiz Ma'aneinu, it really, most of the Makuris that they handle is really from Dini Hagala. That, do we give Dini Hagala, do we give plastic Dini Hagala, like Cheres, or is it like Mateches? Is it Cheres that's not Shayach Hagala, or Mateches that is Shayach Hagala? Ramosh's Mestapik, when you get to this, some Peskim are Machalik. If it's Isser, so then we'll say that Hagala doesn't help. But if it's Heter, let's say you're going from Milchik to Fleshik, then Hagala does help. It's the Suffolk. So it's Betzim Heter, it's not Isser, you're not being Magalit from. However, many Peskim are Mekel. The Shitar brings down from Vayasha that he was Mekel, Mitzayim Shmir Shabbos Kachasim, Shlomo Zalman holds, when you get to Tzchita, that it's not Boileya Bechlal. And therefore, Lachur, the standard of it Shomer Aglayim that they have is Manenu, which is generally a potty for a little kid, or for an older person that has difficulty going to the bathroom, that they have a bedpan, they have something for them. It's either made out of metal or it's made out of plastic. It's made out of metal, for sure it's not a plan. Even if it's made out of plastic, Lachur, it's not a plan because it's not Boileya. Now the only question is, what halachic status does it have with regard to what we saw in Simen Pei Gimel Sifei? Something which is nicker that it's made for using the bathroom is problematic, even though it's clean, and even it's not Boileya, even though it's not a Graf Sharei, like this Safsal. The Prima Golem says it's a problem. Even if it's something which is not Boileya, it's not a Graf Sharei, but it's going to have the problem of the Tafsal Sheish Breinekim. Lamaite Mishnah Berurah did not bring that down. It's a handle in the Peskim. How do we done this? So, it's not so simple. Bechlal, the whole din, I saw somebody, the Eretz Tzvi, a few people were Matayin. Yisrael, it's the truth. That the Eretz Tzvi, he downs and he says, Mishnah Berurah, first of all, then you bring it. And it says, Bechlal, the whole din of the Mordechai is not a Gemara. This whole din of Tafsal Sheish Breinekim is not a Gemara. So, in the Chabayah Lechidushay, and the Mishnah Berurah did not bring it down, but you get to Ovit, where it's just a kli that it's going to turn into a toilet that has a din of Simen Pei Gimel Sifei, and therefore Lachira, as long as it's clean, it's not a problem. Not only that, Lachira, what's that? That one. As long as it's not nicker, yeah. But he says if it is nicker, then it's a problem. The question is, the Mishnah Berurah did not bring that down. In fact, Mishnah Berurah did not bring that down. So then the question is, maybe only by something which is like a kisei mamish, that's nicker, it's not just the kli that's mekabalet, it's the kisei mamish, that's what they were machmer on, not just on the individual kli. That's how it seems, the Ishi Sora was machmer, where the Piskei Teshuvah says, yesh lahachmer, because there is such a thing. But lachor me'ikar adin, it's okay. Anything you put on top of it, it's anyhow going to make it mechusa. You can just cover it over with a towel. But generally, in the most part, they're found in the bathroom. By the older people, maybe it's found underneath the bed. If it's mechusa, which is the end of the simon, then it's not a problem. Now, what's the story with regard to a toilet? Does the toilet have a din of a graf sharei? So lechura, it almost sounds our toilets are glazed. Our toilets are glazed with glass. Lechura, that it seems that the Mishnah Berurah, he brought down a machlekes when he got to this. What halachic status it has? And it sounds like that he wanted lechatchila to be machmer. Nir lachmer lechatchila, if it's glazed. However, the Mishnah Berurah on the Chazon Ish, on the other hand, was mekel. Now I saw a tshuva, a nice tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak, Mechelek Aleph Simen Tzamach, that he's mayrach there, but he gets to our bathrooms. What halachic status do our bathrooms have? And he goes through all the tamim of the Chazon Ish plus a bunch of other reasons. That some of them we handle with ilm about the Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Halachos Mitzadeh, that any time that a person is mazmin something for a basic isay, but it's with the kavana that as soon as he's finished, he's going to take out the toya, then he never gets the basic isay, and that's really what our bathrooms are. As soon as he's finished, he flushes the toilet. So the toya, even if you want to be machmer and stay, it's not a basic isay shapar toya because it stays there until you flush the toilet. But if somebody has in mind when he's making a bathroom, which all our bathrooms are like that, that as soon as he's finished being using the bathroom, he's gonna take out the soil, doesn't get a din basic kisei, then maybe doesn't get a din basic kisei. The garbage itself, Ken Zion gets the din of a graf sharei, But it's not even so posh because there's no tzoya there really. Most of the time the diapers are all closed. If they're not closed in the diaper itself, they're closed inside. It might smell terrible. The question is, what halachic status does that have? Is that have a din? This bad smell doesn't get a din of a graf sharei. Bad smell has a din of reich rasha. Depends if it has din of chashiyish leiker or ain leiker, if it's mechutz or not mechutz. But if there's no tzoya there, then lachar wouldn't get a din of graf sharei. So our toilet, he says that even if you want to say to be machmer by a toilet, that's tafka if the tzoya or the mayor of Lyme is talking about it, that you should get a din of an ovid, it's sitting there for 24 hours, that it can be boileah. But if it doesn't sit there for 24 hours, then you're not going to have such a chashash. It sounds like even the Mishnah Berurah would be masking. Certainly the Chazanish goes like that, that our toilets do not have a din of a graf sharei. However, lachara, it's not so possible to get out of Simen Pei Gimel Sefei. That sounds like that a something which is a kisei, where it's nicker, that it's used for the bathroom, a person has a din of a basic kisei, and you should not say Dvaram Sheb Kedusha on that. So it doesn't really help you that much when you get to graf sharei if we haven't given a different din. Not everybody learns that halacha that way, but that's the pashas of the Mishnah Berurah. What's the story with the green garbage dumps outside and garbage trucks? So the green garbage dumps, do they have a din of a graf sharei? They're full of garbage at all times, except for the 5 minutes after the garbage truck comes. What's the story? So the truth is that generally, Shamzan points this out, as do many other Paiskis Ma'aneinu, generally there's no tzaya that's megula inside of there. Could be that sometimes the cats are opening up the garbage cans, but the garbage bags, they're not opening up the diapers and taking the tzaya out. You could don on food which is going bad. What halachic status does that have? Does that, can that turn into tzaya that it's going to make something into a graf sharei yesh ladun? Generally, it's also you don't have the garbage, since they clean out the garbages generally on a daily basis, give or take, unless there's a strike. So mela, it doesn't. You don't usually have garbage which is mubapash, which is there, and therefore it would not have any graf sharei. And not only that, it's made out of matachet. Even if you want to be machmor in plastic, which most people are not machmor in plastic, if it's made out of metal, for sure it's not a problem. And babash is plastic also, it's not boileya, and therefore it would not get a din of graf sharei, and therefore it's not a problem. Not only that, there are many that say that if the garbage is piled high, it's also not a problem, because it's like a svek sveka. First of all, according to the Rosh, it's in a different rishus. Generally, it's a different rishus. Speaking of that, it's already a different rishus. And even if it's, you pass them like the Raj, but then the difference is a problem. Are you seeing any tzaya? Are you seeing in those garbage bags any tzaya? You don't know. It's a suffix. The fashion is probably that you're not. Therefore, it's a sveka, sveka, and the chur won't be a problem. If you smell something, then it's a problem.
The bag itself is a graph?
The bag itself, the chur, is not a graph also. It's hard to say that. You should meet the garbage can. It's not the... I don't know that it... I don't know that it smells. Depends what it is. Depends what the depends what's putting inside. What's that? That you go, yeah. That the, it's in a bag. It's in a garbage can. It's in if it's a garbage can and it smells, then it's a smell that's rotting food is a problem. Then the same thing with a garbage truck. What's with a garbage truck? So if it smells and you smell it, it's a problem. Even if you want to say that it's mechusen, it's in reich rasha in liquor, it's still going to be a problem. The only difference will be whether or not you're allowed to learn there. If you're allowed to learn in such a place, if it has din of reich rasha in mechusen or of reich rasha in liquor, you'll be allowed to learn. That's a really machlekes. What's the din of tzoyim mechusen? Lechatchila, one should be machmer if you could. The it seems like it's a sveika de dino. In Mishnah Berurah, he's actually more mitzadid lahachmir in the Zagdama Tayin test than lahakol. The looking at the side of a garbage truck is lachara, not a graf sharei. It's metal; it doesn't turn into a graf sharei. If you're not smelling anything, it's not a problem. If you're looking at the pesach of the garbage truck, then that generally, depending on what's going on, how much, if it's totally picked up all the food in the garbage and there's no garbage there, it's later. Generally, it's problematic. Generally, it smells, and therefore, one should refrain from saying it when he's mamash looking at the Pesach l'chero. That's a mu'ud. That's like an ashpa. That's like an ashpa that does have all stuff mashed onto the walls. And you, since you could see stuff mashed into the walls, then l'chero should be problematic. what's the story with the diaper? Does the diaper have a din of a graf sharei or not? So that's the machlekes apoiskim. How do we don the diaper? Since it has, there's the inside part which is absorbent, and then the outside has a sort of plastic covering which protects anything from leaking out. And it's supposed to, it's sort of a kisui to the diaper. The question is, can you reckon that as a kisui, or is that bottle to the diaper? So Shlomo Zalman was machmer, going to get to that, and he says that it says it doesn't have a din of avash meraglaim, because lav dafki, even if you leave it there for a long time, it's going to be masriach. However, when you get to tzoya, he says that it does have a din of a graf sharei. And therefore, if you know that there's tzoya inside, if the baby is covered over with the undershirt, then it's tzoya mechusin. If he's not covered over, if you just have the diaper there, and the diaper is uncovered, then he says that has a din of a graf sharei. If you know that there's tzoya there, which would mean that even if you don't smell it, you're out of Dalat Ameis, you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shabakadusha Keneged the diaper. Which means you have to turn the other way and face the other way when you're davening. If the whole thing, you want to know if the whole thing is not every aspect is a shalab, but again, the graf sharei, does the entire graf sharei have to be covered, or a little bit, maybe we say love it then, it's a little bit, it's not.
You make them by hand, by a seed that's not
the bottle, you're putting one onto the next. There you're sticking it on. Here it was created together as one thing. A little bit different. I don't think. However, interestingly enough, I did hear B'Shem Berkowitz that you can look, reckon that to be considered a kisui, and that it is considered tzoya mechusa inside, which would mean l'chur that it wouldn't turn into a graf sharei, because if it hasn't been a tzoya mechusa, then it's not a graf sharei, which would be, once it's tzoya mechusa, then you have the coolest, if you don't smell it, you're out of Dalat Ameis, and you can mechulu. It wouldn't be, that would be, miyoy tzoyv, it's probably better to turn the other way, if you could. Change the diaper if you could, but if you can't, that's maybe asking a little bit too much already. What's the story with pipes? The pipes, the sewer pipes, and other types of pipes. Many houses they have, in Machsanim, in other places, in rooms, they have sewer pipes that are going through that were never covered. If they're covered over, the seder, not a problem. But if they're not covered over, I know I have that in my machsan. My machsan is tzamud to my zero, and we have a sewer pipe that goes through. And you hear the water coming through at intervals. The question is, what's the story with that? What halachic status does that have? Does that have a din of a graf sharei or not? So I saw that there were those that were machalic between whether or not it's made out of cheres or not. Most of them is manenu, at least in houses. Maybe underground is different. I think underground they also switching most of them to plastic. But even in houses for sure, most of them are plastic. The ones that you're seeing, not all of them, most of them are plastic. And therefore, L'chorra et Napoile wouldn't turn into a graf sharei. Shlomo Zalman is metzadid that it sounded like even if it would be made out of something which is Napoile, which is Boile a little bit, but it's not osi lekabel tzoya tamid, and it's meant, it's totally covered over, and it's supposed to continuously pass through. It's not meant to stay. It could be that some stuff gets all stuck on the side. But he says it's much different than a graf sharei and avash meraglaim, which is constantly opened and closed. It's made to open here. This always stays closed. It's always closed. It's not open unless something, there's an issue. And Mila doesn't have the regular din, and they bring down that, I don't know if it was a plastic one or not, but they bring down the Shlomo Zalman himself in his shir room in the Coltero. There was one of these pipes, and he never stopped saying shir. He held that it was mamish, it was Maitha Rav, that he was mako with regard to that. One last thing, a kli which has another tashmish, aside from a graf sharei, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that it does not have a din of a graf sharei, and the shaila is farvot. What's the reason why? It's obviously only if it's clean, only if there's no tzaya there. What's the reason why? L'maisa, at the end of the day, if you have a graf sharei that you cleaned out and you mamish scrubbed it clean, it's aser. So what's the difference if you used it 10 times just as a graf sharei, or you used it 10 times as a graf sharei and 10 times for a sponge, for water for a sponge? At the end of the day, it's the same. At the end of the day, you used it the same amount for the tzaya, and at the end of the day, it's just as clean as when you're finished. So what's the difference if you use it for a different ishtamshus or not? So Chazanish is masber that the problem is more of bizayin. When it's totally cleaned out, so that's the fact that it's balua a little bit, but if you don't smell anything and it's clean, l'chor, it shouldn't be a problem. What's balua is mechusse. It's not, and you don't smell anything, so it's not a reichah, there's no mamashas there. The problem is that it's bizayin. It's something which is miyuchin totally for tzayin, for meir glayin. Kokama, that it's not just miyuchin for that. It's used for other things also, so it doesn't have so much of a bizayin, because we don't look at it specifically for this. It's used for all types of purposes. It's multi-purpose bucket. And therefore, it's not as much of a bizayin, which is the same reason, but again, to a wall, which separates between a beis hakisei and a room, that if it has another ishtamshus in addition to the beis hakisei, it's also not a davishol bizayin. Probably the way that Chazanish understood that the wall has been graf sharei, almost the exact same then, and therefore, it, as long as it has another ishtamshus, not a problem. Before a few words on Tisha B'Av, I just wanted to thank the Olam for plugging through the Zman tremendously, especially those that made it all the way to the finish line. It's many people, I won't say dropped along the way, but weren't zeicha to learn all the way till the last day. It's a tremendous shleimus to be able to make it all the way to the last day. And to think about the fact that we mamish went through all the hilchos tzoya, ve'erva, min kriyashma, and many hilchos tvila. We just finished basically all 30 simanim of, since we started, 30 simanim of hilchos kriyashma, and we learned about another 10 simanim of hilchos tvila and ma'ariv together. It's a davar shalim. It's a davar shalim, and a person could, even if he just spends another 10-15 minutes a day chazering it, to have not to forget the Ikar Nekudos, even to go back to the Gemaras. Go back to the Gemaras and just chazer the halachas from the Gemaras. You won't forget the Ikar, which is the Gemara, and you remind yourself of the halacha l'maisa, which is really what I understand the tales of this Chabur to be. To learn the sugya's halacha l'maisa is that when you finish everything, and at the end of the Zman you close your Mishnah Berurah, you should be able to go back to the Gemara without opening your Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch and Torah Beis Yosef, and be able to learn the Gemara Aliba the Hilchasa, how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. We have in Echonami, we have the Machloikis, what is the din of Tzoyi Mechusa, Tzoyi, we have a Rajbo, we have a Rosh, Harvi Paskin, Aeshko, Mishnah Berurah is Machmer, all the dins, Reich Hashem Laker, what is considered Reich Hashem Laker, to read it into the Gemara and read the Rishonim in, and be Kainah Kinin Chazak, Bezer Hashem, that will stay with us.